The embattled media baron Conrad Black stepped down yesterday as chief executive of his company, Hollinger International. His resignation follows disclosures that Black and his partners received millions of dollars in unauthorized payments. Black built up an empire of newspapers with a conservative edge, starting in Canada. His holdings now include the Chicago Sun-Times, London's Daily Telegraph, and the Jerusalem Post. The company may now be put up for sale. Devin Leonard has profiled Conrad Black and Hollinger International for Fortune magazine, and he joins us now. Devin, how large were these unauthorized payments, and what were they for?
The company said the other day it was $32 million, and that it either went to a holding company that Black controls in Toronto, or to Black personally, and to three of his deputies.
You wrote in your profile of Conrad Black last month in Fortune about a highly opaque compensation structure that the company was known for. This was a known thing.
Well, for years, Hollinger International didn't pay anything directly to Conrad Black or his key deputies. Instead, the company paid a quote-unquote management services fee to an outside company, a private company Black controls in Toronto, called the Ravelston Corporation, and then Ravelston actually paid the salaries of Black and his key lieutenants. So that's highly unusual. For years also, neither Hollinger nor Ravelston revealed how much the sums were. So basically, you didn't know how much the CEO of this company was making.
And how did this come to light then?
Well, basically, for years, investors tolerated some of these strange arrangements. Black bought and bought and bought newspapers, and he built a sort of huge, pretty impressive company. But then the stock never really went anywhere from the time the company went public in the U.S. in 94. Investors started pressing Black for more details about his salary, and he revealed that he was actually making $6 million in payments from Ravelston.
Conrad Black was born in Canada. He renounced his citizenship to become an English lord. What more can you tell us about him and his personality?
He's an extraordinarily colorful guy. He's really, really smart. He's really, really witty. And that in part explains why he surrounded himself with people like Henry Kissinger and Richard Pearl on his board of directors. And I guess up until recently, Henry Kravitz's wife, Marie-Jose Kravitz. These are all people who are also known as sort of socialites. And Conrad Black and his wife, Barbara Emile, a.k.a. Lady Black, they are socialites as well.
You spent time with him, spent a great deal of time with him, and he seemed to have no patience for the dissatisfied investors in his company. He called them corporate governance terrorists.
Well, that's sort of the fascinating thing about Black and about Hollinger. Black feels is that, hey, we're doing a bang-up job with these newspapers and we're not getting rewarded. And he blames Wall Street or blames investors with the poor performance of the stock rather than taking responsibility for it. So he's somebody who really views himself as being sort of put upon by investors and being sort of wrongly accused. He really believes that. And I think that's why for years he hasn't made changes. He thinks he's entitled to run the companies he wants to. He's the controlling shareholder, and he should be compensated well for that, and that's caused some problems.
He does seem to be quite unrepentant. He's still the chairman of the company. He's stepped down as CEO, but he's still chairman and controlling shareholder. He's on a book tour for his biography of FDR, and one of the things he said today was this: I made $50 million yesterday. That's a flame out I could get used to. So what happens to Conrad Black now?
Well, I'm sure that's something he may have to get used to it. But the reason why Conrad Black made $50 million yesterday was that the value of Hollinger stock has been going up ever since May of this year, when the board first announced it was going to investigate his pay package and the money that was going to him. And at the same time, that's when the speculation started that he might be forced out of the company. So basically what Wall Street's saying is that Hollinger International without Conrad Black, we like it. Let's start buying that stock. In the meantime, he is still chairman. He's sitting on the executive committee. He's going to take part in the selling of the company. He is repaying some of the money that both his holding company and he himself personally pocketed without authorization. But he has investors who are after him to pay back a lot more than that. The question is, will the board make him do that? If that's the case, he might not like it as much as he does now.
Devin Leonard, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
Devin Leonard, senior writer at Fortune magazine, talking about Conrad Black, who stepped down as chief executive of the newspaper conglomerate Hollinger International.